maybe start their poets behind the decision to give.
I just really liked his game. And then I thought after, they made it four and I don't know, three and four he loved. He made a couple of really big saves after. So that gave us the chance to mount the comeback, and really liked his camp. He's been solid and good. So a day off there, off back to back, I thought he was the right guy to go.
Is there a conversation that you have to have with Connor over that? Like, that's different than any other conversation?
This one's not a big one for me because it's at the start of the year. Yeah. Connor's going to play lots of hockey. He's going to get lots of games. So it wasn't a heavy one. It wasn't, a season on the line kind of thing.
Right. Brian, obviously, with the full group today and the no contact, but that's another step
forward. So we'll see how he feels. You get him out there with a lot of traffic and motion and see how they feel after. So he's moving closer. I still don't think he's ready for Pet because he'd need more than one full contact practice. So we'll get him through at least one or two more in the gold.
And then just on Dahlstrom and Gustafson.
Yeah.
I know you said the other day you want to give this group some time together, but would you consider
I consider them kind of every day, but I changed the lines last game, liked the way we finished the game and doing it, so I don't want to change them again. And we'll get an opportunity to get Dahlstrom in soon enough.
It stands out with what you were able to get from that third line, putting some of those guys that have experience together like that.
It was a real, real important shift. They got out against Holland on one. You don't get last change, and they did a really good job with them, and that's the key. So I don't have to hide them. I get from their other team's best. I can play them more. They had some good speed. I just thought they had some action in that kind of game because the game got to be a little bit more of a loose, less of a grinding game. As it went on, those guys can flourish.
Two fairly wide open offensive games. Do you expect something a little different tonight given the style of the Islanders usually play?
I do, and it's the style we'd like to. There's definitely a difference in the East. Like if you're watching hockey last night and you watched Toronto, Montreal and flipped over to Dallas, St. Louis, you'd think it was two different sports, right? But the Islanders are a little bit more of a Western Conference style. They'll grind the game quite a bit harder. So I think this is going to be harder for both teams to get pucks to the net, and there won't be nearly as much flow.
Is that good for your team maybe to get a game like that?
Well, it's what we know.
Yeah.
It's what our life is like in the Western Conference. So we don't see teams stretch nearly as much in the West as you see over in the East. So it's a different flow to the game for sure.
Well, is this as close as it gets as a home game for you guys in terms of the intimacy of the building?
You know what? There's a feel, right? A connection maybe to the fans and certainly in this building that you get in Winnipeg every night. So I'm glad we're playing here. I enjoy being there. I made some changes down here, changed the seats. So it's a lot different than 25 years ago, but it'll be a good crowd.